Leo Tolstoy's Anna Karenina weighs in at close to 1,000 pages, whatever the translation. And since it appeared in the 1870s, it's often been acclaimed as just about the finest novel ever written. It's also been adapted for film or television at least a dozen times, including a sweeping and theatrical new version directed by Joe Wright.
Why are you leaving Moscow?
What else can I do? I have to be where you are.
Stop. That's enough. Go back to Kitty.
No.
This is wrong.
Makes no difference.
You have no right.
Keira Knightley plays the unhappily married Anna, with Jude Law as her unwitting husband, and Aaron Taylor-Johnson as Count Vronsky, the dashing cavalry officer whose love for Anna leads to tragedy. Or is it really love? How do you adapt a huge, sprawling legend of a novel for yet another screen treatment? By enlisting another legend, Sir Tom Stoppard, whose classic Olivier and Tony Award-winning plays include Arcadia, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, and The Coast of Utopia, and whose previous screenplays include the Oscar-nominated Brazil and the Oscar-winning Shakespeare in Love. Tom Stoppard joins us from New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Good morning. Nice to be here.
How do you adapt a story that is not only so enormous, but so well-known?
I think the things that people know about the story are not so enormous. People have quite a simple idea about Anna Karenina. They feel that the novel is entirely about a young married woman who falls in love with a cavalry officer and leaves her husband after much agony and pays the price for that. In fact, of course, it's a canvas kind of novel, and it has sets of characters. Principally, one should mention the character of Levin, who represents the author much more than anybody in the Karenin household does.
You mentioned the character of Levin. A lot of previous screenplays over the years have kind of de-emphasized the Levin storyline.
Yeah.
Why did you choose to go into the Levin story a little more?
I don't think you're making Anna Karenina if you take him out. You could actually just do a very fast, sexy movie about a woman who claps eyes on somebody, and it could be a movie about carnality and lust.
It's been done.
Yes, indeed. I think that the film would lack a dimension which the book has in spades if you left Levin out. Tolstoy's take on the character was that love founded on carnality will wilt. It won't sustain itself.
An impure love is not love to me. To admire another man's wife is a pleasant thing, but sensual desire indulged for its own sake is greed, and a misuse of something sacred, which is given to us so that we may choose the one person with whom to fulfill our humanness. Otherwise we might as well be cattle.
Ah, an idealist!
Your screenplay leaves out one of the lines for which Anna Karenina is best known, the one that begins, "All happy families are alike." Each unhappy family unhappy in its own way.
Well, you're not quite right, because, in fact, it's the only line that is well known from Anna Karenina, as far as I'm aware. it's such a kind of thumping thing. It's such a clangor, really. I mean, it's sort of wonderful, but unless you've got a narrator, I don't see how you'd ever get that line into the film.
Yeah. Reviews of the film have begun to come out, and a lot of attention's been devoted to the fact that Joe Wright, the director, has set much of the movie inside a theater set. Now, I gather from reading the screenplay that wasn't your idea, but what did you think of that when the director let you know?
Well, he didn't let me know in a phone call. He came around with a lot of storyboards, and he was very excited and nervous, and I was very alarmed and then very excited myself. He didn't want the script changed in any way. He just wanted to explain how he wished to approach the script. He was fearing that he'd end up making the 97th Immaculate Costume drama since the year 2000. And I just feel that as long as the characters are not in on your concept, it should work. And it does work for me. If you have a dinner party scene, which we do in the movie, the point is that that dinner party, while it's happening, is being performed, acted, in what I'd call the normal way. In other words, the people inhabit that place and they're at a real dinner party. The fact that you've previously established that it's taking place in, I think it's a scene doc backstage at this theatre that Joe built to film most of the movie in, the fact that you've established it's not happening in an actual dining room very, very rapidly gets factored out by the brain. It becomes unimportant and you accept the scene as though it were a normal kind of storytelling.
Your screenplay has been published by Vintage Books. And in the foreword, you write about the fact that you had a problem believing the suicide attempt of Count Vronsky.
Oh, yes.
In the novel.
Yes. Vronsky, Anna's lover, at a certain point in the narrative, is rejected, and he loses his nerve, and he gets his service revolver and attempts to shoot himself in the heart, but misses. I didn't have any problem with the fact that he missed, but a bullet through the body somewhere near the heart is something that you don't easily recover from. It's a terrible thing to say. I didn't buy it. And if you think that's terrible, I'll say something even more terrible, which is that the more I read through this book, the more I began to think that Tolstoy lost faith in it too and didn't really buy it either, because the incident disappears from the narrative.
You're often considered a playwright of ideas and certainly deal with love and lust in this screenplay. If you can't ask Sir Tom Stoppard, who can you ask? What is love? A feeling? An idea? What is it?
Love is, okay, it's 20 things, but it isn't 19. And the visceral expression of love and the physical and emotional effect it has on each of us when it strikes or embraces, whichever you like, tends to drive out all other considerations. I think that love reaches for something which is very, very deep in us and is very easily obscured and is also very easily denied, which is the instinct towards the other person rather than towards the self. In the end, it's the deepest question, really. You know, are we born self-interested and we have to learn to be good? Or are we born selfless and merely corrupted by competition and institution?
Sir Tom, thanks so much.
It's been very nice talking to you. Thank you.
Tom Stoppard. He's written the screenplay for the new film adaptation of Anna Karenina. And you can watch scenes from Tom Stoppard's treatment of Anna Karenina on our website at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.